The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, just a little word of caution, because our next item has some quite sensitive information. If there are little ears listening, you might want to avert them, because earlier today, a woman who was falsely imprisoned and brutally tortured over the course of 3 hours has stated that she felt numb after five men were sentenced by the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. Frank Graney is Newstalk's court correspondent and he joins me on the line now. Frank, talk us through the ordeal that Natalie Ennis had to endure.
Well, it goes back to a date in September of last year when Natalie, as you say, was abducted by a number of men, taken to a flat in Henrietta House, which is in Dublin 7. And this was all over a bag of cocaine worth €90,000 had gone missing from an apartment where she was staying. And the gang of men wrongly suspected her of having something to do with it. She had nothing to do with it. She was driven to that flat to be interrogated over the missing drugs. And while there, she was subjected to the most appalling ordeal. She was beaten across the head and body with metal poles, burned with a heated hammer and a makeshift blowtorch. She was stabbed, threatened with rape. One of the men also threatened to rape her teenage daughter. Her hair was shorn off in what she described as the ultimate act of humiliation. The men took turns attacking her. Some of them actually took runs at her from the other side of this small flat in order to build up speed to inflict maximum damage. At one point, they tried to get her to drink ammonia, but she successfully managed to resist that. During the attack, we heard that one of the men texted a friend boasting about having a hostage, about cutting her up. The friend replied, "Quality." There were also recordings of what they did to her. Those were played in court for the judge. We on the press bench saw them too. They were harrowing. Video footage from inside that flat showed her in a bloodied state, distressed, terror written all across her face. A hammer being heated on a hob was recorded. And there were no words to describe how harrowing they were to sit there and to watch them. It truly was like watching a horror movie. I don't know how Miss Ennis went through all of that and came out the other side of it. That ordeal went on for 3 hours. Gardaí then, remarkably, happened to come upon the scene. They came knocking to execute a warrant in relation to an entirely separate matter. And if they hadn't come through the door that day, she was absolutely convinced that she wasn't going to make it, that they were going to kill her. There were eight men in the flat when Gardaí entered. She was bloodied and bruised in a highly distressed state. She was missing clumps of hair. There were bottles of petrol also strewn around the place. Five of those eight men pleaded guilty to offences of false imprisonment and assault causing harm. And each of them were sentenced today. There was a lengthy sentence hearing today and they were handed prison sentence varying in range from 8.5 years to 14 years.
And Frank, why was she targeted in the first place?
Well, again, it was this misguided and plainly wrong claim that she had something to do with the missing drugs. €90,000 worth of cocaine went missing from the safe in the apartment where she had been staying. And this gang of men wrongly thought that she had something to do with it. And she was interrogated and tortured as a result. And it was plain as day that she had nothing to do with it. Like, for example, they tortured her to the point where they wanted to give her to give up her address, her home address. And that was on the back of a threat to rape her 17-year-old daughter. And she gave them that. I have no doubt that if she knew something about the drugs, given what she went through, that she would have given it up much sooner than that. This was an ordeal that went on for 3 hours, as I say. One of the striking things about this case is how young these men, or at least most of these young men, were when it happened back in September of last year. Aside from two of the accused, Mark Mahon and his son, Mark Kyo, the other three men were all in their early 20s when they tortured Ms. Ennis. McMahon and Kyo were living in that flat at Henrietta Place. McMahon is 55 years of age. His son is 33. Braxton Rice's address is also Henrietta House. He was 20 at the time. Sean Conroy, 21. He's from Silogue Road in Ballymun. The fifth man is 22-year-old Keane Walsh, who lives in a flat across from King's Inns on Constitution Hill in Dublin 7. And I mean, it took some time for the judge to go through the individual roles that each of them played. But to give you a flavour, I suppose, of what was heard in court today, Braxton Rice, as the judge put it, in terms of culpability, he was identified as the main man, the main culprit, the ringleader, which is absolutely terrifying considering how young Braxton Rice is. Ms. Ennis described him to Gardaí as the baby-faced fella, again, just 20 years of age. He was in the car that brought her to the apartment with two others. He was the one who began interrogating her about the missing drugs. She had nothing to do with it, but she wasn't believed. He threatened to rape her daughter. He hit her across the head with a metal pole. And then, as she described it, he just lost it, laying into her all over her body. He heated the head of a hammer with a lighter, burned her repeatedly, used a deodorant bottle as a blowtorch on her face and legs. He beat her from head to toe. The judge described quite accurately his torture methods as sadistic. He got the longest sentence today, 15 years with the final 12 months suspended. So that's essentially 14 years in prison. Mark McMahon then, for his role, got 12 years. Mark Keogh, 9 years. Sean Conroy was jailed today for 12 years. And Keen Walsh, who was the final person to be sentenced today, just 20 years of age at the time as well. His car was used to transport Natalie Ennis to the flat. In fact, his job was to drive them all there. And in light of his plea, and I suppose the relatively lesser role that he played when compared with the others, he received the shortest sentence of 8.5 years.
It's just sadistic is the only word actually that you can use for that. Just Frank, what type of treatment did she have to endure after an incident like that?
Well, as you can imagine, Natalie has been utterly shattered and devastated by what has happened to her. She still bears the physical and the psychological scars. She was 37 years of age at the time, a mother. She described the ordeal as life-changing, the injuries as long-lasting, deeply traumatic. She said that she is in pain every single day. She continues to suffer from, we heard, chronic headaches, scarring, nerve damage. She has lingering issues with balance, mobility, struggles to sleep. Understandably, her sleep is constantly being disrupted by flashbacks and nightmares and night terrors. The injuries required extensive treatment. She got skin grafts, staples in her head, surgery in her face and arm. She said that she can't walk properly anymore. She can't do the things that she used to love. She said she used to be bubbly, outgoing. Now she's scared of everything. And in her victim impact statement, which was delivered at an earlier hearing, she said those 3 hours felt like 3 years. She said she bursts out crying when she thinks about it. Nothing helps. She said that she'll never forgive those sick human beings. She said she never knew humanity could be so cruel. And she said to them, I hope you can sleep well at night because I can't.
And after the sentencing then today, what were people saying? Did someone speak on her behalf?
That's right. David Hall, who is the CEO of the domestic violence charity Sonus, made a brief statement on her behalf. And he described, I suppose, how she has been numbed by all of this and the sentences handed down in particular. You know, covering these types of cases, granted, thankfully, the majority of cases that I cover day to day are not as devastating as this one. But obviously, any sentence that was handed down today would be of small and limited comfort to Natalie Ennis, because she is the one who is going to have to carry the scars, again, physically and psychologically, you would imagine, for the rest of her life. Now, she is getting support and she is getting counselling and things like that in the background. But as Mr. Hall put it today on her behalf, I said it's not enough and there needs to be a bit of a more joined up approach when it comes to the support network around victims or survivors, as she is, and she should define herself as such, as survivors of these types of attacks. There needs to be a little bit more support for people like Natalie Ennis. But she was there today. She was at the previous sentence hearing. It would have been very, very difficult, undoubtedly, for her to sit through all of the evidence again. You know, those clips played in open court, to hear all of the pleas of mitigation from her attackers, from the men who abducted and tortured her. That would have been re-traumatizing, undoubtedly, for her. But she did have a good support network around her today, Mr. Hall making that statement on behalf of her outside court. And we wish her absolutely the very best in her recovery, because one would assume that she does have a long way to go.
Absolutely. A very, very brave woman indeed. And for anyone who's seeking help, the Sonus helpline number is 1-800-222-223. Frank Rainey, News Talk's court reporter, thank you very much for taking us through that today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.